covering Michigan from Houghton Hancock to Ludington to Ann Arbor. This is the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of the truth.
So if you missed it earlier this week, Sunday I was out on the Muskegon River in Newaygo. Ivy and I were steelhead fishing with a guy by the name of Tim Campbell. Good guy. First time we met him, had a great time. We did. Campbell's Guided River Adventures. You can find him on Facebook. I bring that to your attention just to say, hey, the steelhead are in there, and they were thick. And every day that the weather's nice and it gets a little bit warmer, thinking the fishing's going to get a little bit better. I bring that to your attention because my next guest is an adventurer, storyteller, trail walker, a jack of all trades and master of none, Ron Rademacher, here with me. Ron, welcome back from Michigan's back roads.
Steve, it's good to hear from you, and I'm glad that you found those steelhead. They're hitting everywhere, I hear.
Yeah, we had just an absolutely fabulous time. Tim Campbell was great. I don't mind giving him a shout out. And no, he didn't trade me anything. We paid the freight, and it was worth every penny, and I would say it's worth it to anybody. What a beautiful stretch of the river. Newaygo, beautiful little town with a great little microbrewery there. Loved it.
What we're going to do, I'm going to put this on my schedule. There's a catch and cook program by some of these Michigan charter fishermen, and they'll take you out, show you where to catch these fish, take you in where you can have a meal. We're going to cover some of that in the coming months.
That's a great idea. So I was driving around yesterday seeing, thinking, gosh, it's warm out, and we've got a lot of rain, and I thought to myself, well, I wonder if there's any morels out. And then I see what you sent me saying, hey, it's early morel season. I'm thinking, I am a genius. Or I'm just hungry, one of the two.
It is early morel. And in fact, on Friday, I'm going to be at the Bloomfield Township Senior Center. We're going to be having a whole thing on some easy trails where you can find these. So if anybody's got some time, come on over there.
Where's that located?
That is in Bloomfield Township. It's a suburb of Detroit, but it's a real nice area. You can just Google it up, Bloomfield Township Senior Center. And these are seniors who want to go outside, you see.
Right.
So we're going to be talking about trails that are safe for all ages. And we had an early report of morels. They say it was McCready Reserve, so that means which is in Jackson. So I'm sure it was actually about 100 miles away.
Right, because nobody's going to tell you the truth. Yeah. So
but
apparently,
I did have a credible report that
all right.
On McCoy Creek Trail in Buchanan, they down along the river, they are finding morels already.
All right, well, I'm going to look. I haven't looked yet this year. I know there's a place on Facebook where you can find Michigan morels, and it kind of tells you what's going on. So why not? I'm going to see what's going on with Michigan morels mushrooms. So what else is going on with you? What's going on around the state? I'm glad you're feeling better, by the way.
I am. I would say I'm back to 99%. So watch out, Michigan. I'll be out there. Well, a couple of big things going on. I'm going to that are huge. Today, for instance, is the first day of the National Trout Festival. This is in Kalkaska. It's going to go on for 4 days. And the town will be full of kids and full of people, and they got free fishing for the kids. They got parades, carnivals. So that's been going on now for 82 years. And if you haven't been, folks, you got 4 days you can get out on that. The other big one, Steve, I know you'll probably be heading over to this, is the Vermontville Maple Syrup Festival.
I'm a maple guy. You know that. I'm silly about maple. I'm on a health kick right now, so I have to avoid it for another couple of weeks. But good Lord, I love maple.
Well, there's a couple other things going on at this. For instance, when you go to this Maple Syrup Festival in Vermontville, which is only about 2 blocks long, the whole town, they have a park they set aside will have at least 800 motorcycles in it. Because motorcyclists from all over the state make the trip to the Vermontville Maple Syrup Festival their first spring trip. That's how this thing got started years ago. And you'll see everything from vintage World War II motorcycles to old Indian motorcycles to everything you can imagine. And for the ladies, I mean, I guess some guys do, the entire village has a garage sale that weekend. So even if you don't want the maple syrup, there's a lot to do, arts and crafts. It's just a fantastic spring. And I understand it's supposed to be about 60 degrees there this weekend.
So it's going to, finally, and trust me, 60 degrees feels like 100 degrees to those of us that have been, shell-shocked by the winter that wouldn't die. I've gone nuts because I was sitting there yesterday talking to another charter boat guy out of Monroe. So I'm going to go down there and do some fishing. I did the fishing on the Muskegon. I got a couple other trips set up for for northern Michigan. I'm going to fish Michigan this year. I guarantee you that because I've been locked up in the snowbound, you know, winter. And I love winter. But at some point, you're like, enough. I'm ready to fish. And so I might have gone a bit overboard. No pun intended.
Well, you know, yeah, no pun intended. Well, you know, we had, it was been so bad up here that we had to postpone our traditional tackle box weekend where a bunch of us get together and we go through the tackle boxes, make sure all the rusted hooks are cleaned up and everything, you know, restring all the reels, make our list to go to Jay's. Some of the guys polish their rods. It's a great time. But we couldn't do it because nobody could get here. I was snowed in until Tuesday. So everybody's so desperate for spring out here. Yesterday I was in Gaylord and I saw a guy out scraping the snow off of his shed in his shirt sleeves.
Yeah, well, he's fired up. He's ready to go.
It was 50 degrees out. He was out there.
Yeah.
So
people are ready to go.
Up there, we're even wearing flip-flops. So I think we can say that spring is finally here.
There you go. I think you're right. You know, and I did find this online, by the way. If you jump on Facebook and go to Michigan Morels, you'll find a couple of different communities. And, yes, morels are starting to pop. It seems people want to pick them before while they're little fellers. You got to let them grow a little bit, you know. Let them grow
and
a little bit.
And you should cut them off. Don't pick them. Just cut them off so you can leave the roots in. Because if you pull them up by the roots, you know, you can delay, you can retard.
All you need is one of the,
next year.
You need one of those nasty long thumbnails. It's about, you know, an inch long. And just use it like a clipper. So you got one of those nasty, dirty thumbnail. That'll get her done.
You don't need a machete or anything. Just go scissors. And, you know, but this is a good time, too. If you're not finding any, you know, watch for those fiddleheads coming up. Because fiddlehead ferns come up at the same time. And if you cut those off at about 4 inches, they are just as delicious as asparagus. When you cook them just like asparagus, they're fantastic.
There you go. See, more backwoods knowledge from Ron Rademacher. By the way, he's not like the kids at Penn State. He thinks going outdoors for the Wilderness Club is perfectly okay. You can find out more at MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. Ron, good to have you back. Glad you're feeling well.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's great to be back. I'll be talking to you.
Fight the good fight, my friend. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.